The 42nd edition of the Montreal International Jazz Festival begins today. The storied festival has hosted some of the genre's all-time greats, including Miles Davis, Ella Fitzgerald, and Thelonious Monk. This year, the slate of 350 shows runs through July 9th. Some of the big headliners, like hip-hop group The Roots, are playing free outdoor shows, while other indoor venues are charging cover fees. It's the festival's first year back at full strength after 2 years of pared-down lineups during the pandemic, including a virtual event in 2020. To talk about this year's festival, I'm joined now by Laurent Solier, who's in charge of booking acts. Laurent, thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure.
So what does it say about where Montreal is in the city's recovery from the pandemic that you're able to return to this larger festival this year? And what does that mean for the summer ahead?
You know what? It feels so good. So good. You know, the Jazz Fest is the kind of flagship for the festivals here in Montreal. This is not the only one, but the Jazz Fest is the oldest and the biggest one of all those festivals. So it's a big deal for the city because it means that the tourists are back in town and the Montrealers are more than happy to rediscover the downtown Montreal. I think people are just waiting to that kind of back to normal life with a lot of people singing, dancing, drinking, and having fun all together watching a concert.
With all that said, it sounds like the festival's really back in full swing, lots of shows, indoor, outdoor, lots of people expected. Are there any concerns with COVID as the festival begins?
Oh, for sure there is. But in the meantime, you know, it's the first time that we can act almost as it's a kind of normal life. So I think people are quite excited about it. But for sure, we are concerned because each and every day we have some cancellations from acts that are supposed to come to Montreal for the Jazz Fest. But one member has COVID, the other has COVID also, et cetera, et cetera. So we're kind of very aware of that. And we're trying to do our best to stop this thing. But in the meantime, what can we do? We are asking everybody to be really safe, to be careful about it, but we're trying to act like it's a pre-pandemic world, if I can say.
How did scaling back the festival during the last 2 years impact the local community?
Back in the summer 2020, there was, when we did the virtual Jazz Fest, there was nothing going on downtown Montreal. At that time, the main point was there was no tourist in the city. Even in 2021, last year, our intention was not to do the Jazz Fest for tourists because it was kind of difficult to go across the border from the United States to Canada, for example. But we did it mainly for Montrealers at that time. And it was important because we knew at that time that it was something that made the people feeling good, feeling better. Music is healing sometimes. And I think that the fact that we did this mini Jazz Fest in 2021 gave hope to everyone that maybe in 2022 there will be a real Jazz Fest. So here we are, almost 3 years after the last one, doing a real Jazz Fest downtown Montreal, full capacity, any restrictions, and all that stuff.
You know, is there an overarching theme you want to achieve with the bands and artists you've booked for this year's festival? What can people expect?
It's maybe our largest edition if you consider only the outdoor programming. Each and every night at 9:30 on the big TD stage on the Place des Festivals, there's a kind of all-star programming. You will see people like Corinne Bailey-Ray, Kemasi Washington, The Roots for the closing night, some local acts also. We also have a special night with the Jury Gospel Choir on a Sunday night, for sure. For gospel, there's no better night than a Sunday night. We have a blues stage. There are so many things to see and to hear.
You've been booking acts with the festival since 1999, but this is your last year before you leave to jump over to the management side of the music business. How has the festival changed over your time here?
I remember when I first started 23 years ago, we were waiting for confirmations by fax. Then just by saying the word fax, we can measure how the world changed over the years. The festival itself didn't change a lot. What I mean is it's still a very jazz festival. Jazz is always the center of our attention. But in the meantime, during the years, the festival opened up to different kind of music. Take hip-hop, for example. Without jazz, there won't be any hip-hop. So we integrated more and more hip-hop during the years. Same thing with soul, with R&B, you know, music like that.
And what do you hope for the future of the Jazz Fest now that you're leaving?
I think it's important to let the younger people go with the Jazz Fest and make the Jazz Fest what they want to do with this festival. I think the tradition, the heritage is very important, but I think also that we don't know what the future will reserve to the music business in general. And I think it's up to them right now to do the best that they can with this famous jazz festival.
That was Laurent Saulnier, the outgoing vice president of programming for the Montreal Jazz Festival. Laurent, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.